From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company once again. We'll open today's program with music from the English composer Edward Gregson, born 1945, and a composition from 2010 entitled Dream Song. This was one of six pieces commissioned by the BBC to be performed by the BBC Philharmonic. These works were meant to be companion pieces to the performance of six symphonies by Gustav Mahler. In the case of Edward Gregson's Dream Song, it was composed to be performed alongside Mahler's Sixth Symphony. As such, Gregson composed this piece so that it would be directly related to that symphonic work. The piece is in five movements, and it is indeed performed here by the BBC Philharmonic under the direction of Yuri Torchinsky.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dream Song, a five-movement orchestral work from 2010, music composed by Edward Gregson. That piece, commissioned by the BBC that year, originally intended to be performed alongside Mahler's Sixth Symphony. That piece performed here by the BBC Philharmonic, Yuri Torchinsky conducting. From a compact disc on the English Chandos label, Volume 4 in a series of recordings featuring orchestral compositions by Edward Gregson. Other pieces featured on this volume include the Concerto for Orchestra, the Horn Concerto, and Aztec Dances, a work for flute and orchestra. We'll rewind our musical time machine, as it were, to 19th century Florence, Italy, for three selections for a plectrum orchestra. A plectrum orchestra refers to an orchestra of instruments mainly derived from the mandolin. That is, the mandolin itself, also the mandolincello, mandola, and mandolone, as well as other plucked stringed instruments, including guitars and harps. In Florence in the late 19th century, mandolin music was quite popular. Actually, earlier that century, composers such as Vivaldi and Beethoven first popularized the use of the mandolin in classical music. The Italian Tactus label has issued a nice compact disc featuring a variety of selections for plectrum orchestra, and we'll hear three of them in this segment. The album is entitled Giglio Florentino, and we'll listen to the title piece, music composed by Carlo Munir, then two pieces from the composer Enrico Marucelli. First, Valser Fantastico, Fantastic Waltz, and we'll close with Marucelli's composition Capriccio Zingaresco. All of the music here performed by Ensemble de Camera Gino Neri under the direction of Giorgio Fabri. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
three selections from the album Giglio Fiorentino, plectrum orchestra music in late 19th century Florence, a compilation of mandolin-based classical compositions from the late 19th century. We listened first to the title piece, Giglio Fiorentino, music of Carlo Munir, and then two pieces from Enrico Maruccelli, Valser Fantastico and Capriccio Zingaresco, respectively, performed by the members of Ensemble de Camera Gino Neri under the direction of Giorgio Fabri, a 2015 compact disc on the Italian Tactus label. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell, every week exploring the wide and varied world of classical music. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Your comments, suggestions, and requests are greatly appreciated. If you want more information about Classics and Beyond, including detailed playlists, or if you'd like to listen to this or previous episodes of the show at your convenience, then you'll want to head over to our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Again, that's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you're looking for the playlist or audio for this episode, it's Classics and Beyond, program number 1601. For our final segment this hour, we'll listen to the music of the 18th century German Baroque composer Johann Christian Hertel. He and his son Johann Wilhelm Hertel composed several concertos for trumpet and orchestra during their lifetimes. All of these concertos have been assembled on a compact disc simply entitled J.C. Hertel and J.W. Hertel Trumpet Concertos. We'll listen to, as I said, music from the senior Hertel composer. This is his Symphonia No. 3 for three trumpets, timpani, two violins, viola, and basso continuo, in three movements, allegro, andante, and allegro. Wolfgang Bauer is featured soloist on lead trumpet, and he also conducts the ensemble performing this work, Württembergisch Kammerorchester Heilbronn. Thank you. Music of Johann Christian Hertel. When most people think of music for the trumpet from the Baroque era, I'm sure Hertel's name does not come to mind immediately. And that's unfortunate, because the music on this recording demonstrates that he and his son, Johann Wilhelm Hertel, were quite competent in composing music for the trumpet. We listen to his Symphonia No. 3 for three trumpets, timpani, two violins, viola, and basso continuo in D major, in three movements, allegro, andante, and allegro, respectively, with featured soloist Wolfgang Bauer, Wolfgang also conducting Württembergisch Kammerorchester Heilbronn in that performance, a 2008 release on the German MDG label, MDG standing for Musikproduktion Drabinghaus und Grimm. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of Classics and Beyond. Thank you so much for your company, as always. I'm Jake Longwell. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. A reminder again about the blog and website for more info about the show and also streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you want to get in touch with the program, your feedback greatly appreciated. The email address, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I look forward to your company again soon, when together we will once more explore the wide and varied world of classical music. Join me then, won't you? Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.